弟兄姐妹朋友们平安，今天我很高兴又能来到贵教会来跟大家分享神的话。
Happy to come to the church and to share the gospel with you.
今天我要跟大家讲的题目是我们要感恩。
The subject for today is we must give thanks.
上个礼拜四是这个感恩节。
Last Thursday was this year's Thanksgiving.
那么我们刚刚过了，现在我们来看看感恩节到底是怎么来的。
What is the origin of Thanksgiving?
在1620年的时候，有许多的英国的这个清教徒，他们为了追求宗教的自由，就乘坐这个 Mayflower 这个五月花号来到了北美。
In 1620, a group of Puritans from England, they came to America on the ship called Mayflower, in order to seek religious freedom.
他们原来的意思是要到 Virginia.
Originally, they planned to go to Virginia.
但是因为航行偏差之后呢，他们就到了今天这个 Massachusetts 的有个那个城市叫做 Plymouth。普利茅斯登陆。
But due to navigation errors, they ended up in Plymouth, Massachusetts.
那么他们登陆的那个是一个冬天，所以是很冷，而且粮食也没有。
They landed in the winter, and it was a very cold winter, and they didn't have any food.
所以他们因为饥饿、疾病，跟这个恶劣的天气啊。一半的人都过世了。
So because of hunger, disease, and the harsh weather, nearly half of the people died.
好在这个美洲的这些印第安人来帮助他们。
But they were lucky that they got help from the Native Americans.
然后到了1621年的秋天的时候，他们有一个丰富的收成。
And by the fall of 1621, they had a good harvest.
所以他们就请了这些印第安人来跟他们一起过，有一个宴会，三天的宴会。
Therefore, they invited their Native American friend to come to have a feast.
为的是要感谢这些印第安人，也感谢神的保守他们。
They did this in order to thank the help of the Native American friends, as well as the thank God's help.
所以历史上就称为这个是美国的第一个这个感恩节。
So it was historically considered as the first Thanksgiving in America.
那么到了到了林肯当总统的时候，他就定了这个11月的最后一个礼拜四成为感恩节。
Later, President Lincoln he declared the last Thursday of November would be the Thanksgiving Day.
然后一直等到1941年，经过国会这个 Congress 跟 Senate approve 之后，就变成了这个国定的一个假期。
And in 1941, Congress officially designated Thanksgiving Day as a federal holiday.
那这是就感恩节的由来。那但是我们到底为什么要感谢什么？
So this is the origin of the Thanksgiving. But why do we as Christians need to be thankful?
第一个，我们要感谢神的恩典，他的救赎。
The first, we should thank God's grace and salvation.
圣经讲得很清楚啊，神爱世人，甚至将他独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The Bible tells us, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life.
因为我们每一个人都是一个罪人。
This is because each one of us is a sinner.
圣经讲说，因为世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。如今却蒙神的恩典，因基督耶稣的救赎，就白白称义了。
The Bible tells us, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, and all are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
我想我们不论是谁，我们都知道我们是有天良亏欠。
No matter who we are, we should know that we are short of something.
而神的标准，道德标准是完全。
Because God's requirement, and His standard is perfect and complete.
所以我们从这个标准的完全的这个标准，我们都是罪人。
So from God's standard, to measure us, we are all sinners.
但是我们要感谢神，这个完全的神，他自己来为我们牺牲。
But we should be thankful to Him because this perfect God, He sacrificed for us.
因为他受的刑罚，我们就得平安。
Because of what He had suffered, that we can receive the peace.
所以神耶稣基督来了之后，就是拯救我们，所以我们从一个罪人的身份变成神的儿女。
Therefore, Jesus came to this world to save us, so that we can be called children of God.
所以我们第一个要感谢的就是神的恩典是这么的伟大。
This is why, first and foremost, we must thank Him because His grace is so great to us.
第二个，为什么我们要感恩呢？因为神的供应和祝福。
And the second point is that we thank Him for His provision and blessings.
圣经讲说，各样美善的恩赐和各样全备的赏赐，都是从上头来的，从众光之父那里降下来的。
He tells us every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows.
那其实我们想想看，我们每天生活在这个世上。
So let's think about our lives in this world.
我们所需要的阳光、空气、水分，其实几乎都是免费的。
We think about the sunlight, the air, and the water that we need. These are all given to us for free.
我们基督徒更是有这种感受，就是在我们活的这么久以来，真是从神那边领受多少的恩典。
And especially as Christians, we can think about that in our lives, how many blessings we have.
所以我们越是在基督里活着，我们就越能体验这个经文的真实性。
So the more that we live in Christ, the more we can feel the truthfulness of this scripture.
第三，我们为什么要感谢神呢？因为我们是跟神有一个很亲密的关系。
And the third point that we need to thank Him is that we have a relationship with God.
这诗篇100:4说：“当称谢进入他的门，当赞美进入他的院，当感谢他，称颂他的名。”
In Psalm 100:4, it tells us, "Enter His gates with thanksgiving, and His courts with praise. Give thanks to Him and praise His name."
旧约的时候，为什么这些人他们要到圣殿去跟神亲近
？In the Old Testament, why do people have to go into the court?
因为他们是神的选民，是神的儿女。
Because they were God's chosen people.
所以他们要去的时候，他们要称颂。要感谢，要赞美。
Therefore, when they went to the temple, they had to sing, they had to give praises along the way.
其实我们也是一样，我们原来是一个罪人，但是神却把我们当作他的儿女。
Same for us, we were sinners, but God called us His children.
所以我们要跟神有一个亲密的关系，我们就常常愿意来到神的面前来。感谢他。
So for us to have a closer relationship with God, we should always come to Him and give Him thanks.
下面一个就是我们如果感谢的时候，我们的心灵的平安和喜乐就会来。
And the next point is that when we give thanks, we will gain inner peace and joy.
圣经告诉我们说， 当一无挂虑，只要凡事借着祷告祈求感谢，将你们所要的告诉神，神所赐出人意外的平安必于必在耶稣基督里保守你们的心怀意念。
The Bible teaches us, do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus.
当基督徒用一个感恩的心态来面对生活上的各样的处境的时候，
When a Christian faces all different kinds of situations in their life with a heart of thanksgiving,
神的平安跟喜乐就会保守他的心。
God's peace and joy will enter his heart.
我常常有这样的经验。
I always have this kind of experience.
当我在深夜就我一个人的时候。
When it's in, late in the night when I was alone,
我如果越感恩越敬拜，心里就越喜乐。
When I give thanks, when I give praises, I feel more happiness in my heart.
所以弟兄姐妹，你可以试试看，当夜深人静的时候，就只有你一个人，或者是你半夜醒来，你就感谢神，你就赞美神，他就给你的平安喜乐的心。
And you can try this yourself, especially when you're alone, when you're late in the night.Or when you just wake up in the middle of the night, you give, try to give thanks to God, and you should be able to feel that peace from Him.
最后一个就是我们要学习谦卑，承认神的主权。
And the last point, when we give thanks, we will learn humility and acknowledge God's sovereignty.
那圣经告诉我们说，孔这神跟这些以色列人他们进迦南的时候说这话。恐怕你心里说，这财货是我力量，我能力得来的。你要纪念耶和华你的神，因为得财货的力量是他给你的。
In the Bible, before the Israelites entered the land of Canaan, this is what was taught to them. You may say to yourself, "My power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me." But remember the Lord your God.For it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth.
神在他们要进迦南之前，跟他们讲说，你们要学习谦卑，要避免骄傲。
Before they entered into the land of Canaan, God taught them that you guys should learn humility and you should not be proud of yourself.
当我们感谢把恩典归给耶稣基督，归给神的时候，其实你想想。就算你再聪明再能干，你成功的那些天资跟你的智慧到底从哪里来的？
We should give God all the credit because even if you may have achieved a lot, you may be successful, but think about where is your intelligence and ability come from to make you this successful.
所以神要我们 做一个谦卑感恩的人。
Therefore, God teaches us that we should be a humble person, a thanksgiving person.
那这个五个原因，我们要感恩的这五个原因之中，其实最重要就是神赐给我们这伟大的救恩。
So among all these five reasons that we should be thankful, the most important, I think, is the great salvation grace that He gave us.
今天我们刚过了感恩节，我个人愿意做一个感恩的见证。
Today we just celebrated Thanksgiving, and I want to give a Thanksgiving testimony.
我1979年复活节受洗。
I was baptized in 1979.
今天
Easter
已经超过45年了。
More than 45 years ago.
回想着过去45年。我心中只有感恩。
And looking back, I had nothing but gratitude.
我是生长在一个没有任何宗教信仰的一个家庭。
I grew up in a non-religious family.
那我们家有九兄弟姐妹。
And there were five siblings, nine siblings in my family.
我的大姐 这个上了小学之后
，My eldest sister and she went to the elementary school.
她回来家长就跟我们讲说，基督教跟天主教都不好。
And she came back home and she told us that Christianity and Catholic they were not good stuff.
所以我们从小什么都不信。
And therefore, when we were little, we did not believe in anything.
不但不信基督教，而且心里很反感。
Not only we didn't believe it, we also disliked it.
所以我那个时候是一个不折不扣、顽固、顽梗的无神论者。
Therefore, at that point, I was a die-hard atheist.
现在讲起来很不好意思。
I feel a little shameful.
小的时候，我跟同学在这个台湾那个。在路上走的时候
，When we were little, I would walk with my classmates in Taiwan.
台湾有很多的教会，这个墙上就写的“神爱世人”。
In Taiwan, there were churches, and on their walls, they would write, "God loves the world."
那么我们常常同学们就会对着这个墙就喷口水。
And sometimes we would spit at the wall.
可是神很幽默
，But God has a sense of humor.
他让我认识了我太太，她十二岁就受洗了。
He made me know my wife, who was baptized when she was only 12 years old.
那么大家都知道，我的太太就是你们老牧师的姐姐。
And you all know that my wife is your pastor's older sister.
那么在1973年的时候，台湾电视公司有一个节目叫做。歌唱家庭。
In 1973, the Taiwan has a TV program called Singing Family.
那么这个是 有朋友在电视上就拍了这个照片，这个。
These are the pictures of, from that program.
那个穿了白衬衣的就是我。
And the one in the white shirt is me.
那么你们的李牧师呢，跟他的姐姐以前是参加诗班的。
And your pastor and her sister, they belonged to a church choir.
他们都很喜欢唱歌。
And they liked to sing.
那么他们因为李牧师刚刚考完大学，要去成功里受训。
And your pastor at that point he was admitted to a college and was going to Cheng Gong Ridge to receive military training.
那个节目呢，你如果赢了五次的话，就得一个钢琴。
And if you get on this program and if you won 5 times, then you would be rewarded a piano.
所以他的你们李牧师呢，就 somehow 就劝了他的二哥一起去。
And your pastor also persuaded his second older brother to participate in the program.
他的二哥其实唱得很烂。
That brother, he didn't sing well.
那么。他也不太喜欢唱歌。
And he didn't like singing either.
可是他们两个就 convinced 他说去参加。
But he convinced the brother to come to the TV program.
而我们家呢，我们家九兄弟姊妹，我们都非常喜欢唱歌。
But in our family, all the 9 children liked to sing.
那年刚好我要准备出国留学了，他们就讲说，哎，不能啊，就是我们也去参加。
And that year, I was about to come abroad to study, and so they were saying, "Okay, let's go to attend this program."
那么这个参加这个节目呢，要出三个独唱，然后一个合唱。
And to participate in this program, you need to have 3 solos plus 1 singing together.
那么我们家就问这个主持人说，我们可以来几个人呢？
Now then, my family asked the TV program host.How many people can we come?
九个都来可以来。
But because we have 9 kids.
哦，他说不行不行，能最多只能来六个人。
But he told us you can only send 6 people.
所以呢，我就跟了我五个姐妹就去参加了。
Therefore, me and 5 of my sisters we came to the program.
我们因为很喜欢唱歌，所以我们这个唱的不错。
Because we all liked to sing and we did pretty well.
可是等到他们哎李家来的时候，哎发现这个女生唱得很好。
But when Pastor Lee's family came, we found that the girl in that family sing she sound better.
那我们就准备最好的那个歌，本来拿一个不是很好的合唱，就把它赶快去把那个最好的合唱拿出来。
So we changed our song and we sing together the best song that we liked.
就在这一个情况之下，我就认识了这个我现在的太太。
This is how I got to know my wife.
你想想看，我们完全不同的背景，而且呢是从来也不认识。
We were two complete strangers with different backgrounds.
居然能够在电视台认识。
We got to meet each other at the TV station.
请问一下，这个豁然率，这个这概率大不大
？What were the odds of this happening?
所以回想起来，其实这都是神的安排。
Only God could arrange it.
那么认识之后，我就到美国留学了。
After I met her, I left the country and came to America.
我们都是用写信。
And we wrote to each other.
你们猜猜我写了多少封信
？So guess how many letters I wrote to her?
两年写了500多封。
500 letters in 2 years.
两年以后，我们那时候其实很可怜了，一出国之后就不知道什么时候回去，所以等了两年又回去结婚。
2 years later, I went back to marry her.
那么在通信的时候，我就跟我太太讲，就说你要信你的基督教，我信我的睡觉。
So when I was writing to her, I already let her know that you can still believe in your Christ, but
我们结婚以后呢，井水不犯河水。
And when we get married, we would not interfere with each other's religions.
结果结完婚之后，我就回到学校 Ohio State, Ohio State University.
So after we got married, we came to Ohio State University.
在学校的时候，我们可以相安无事。
And it worked well when we were in the school.
为什么？因为他如果要上教会，要去查经，都有同学可以带他去。
Because when she wanted to go to the church or the fellowship for Bible study, there were always someone like classmates would pick her up.
所以她去礼拜五查经的时候，我就跟同学去打球。
So on Friday when she went to the Bible study, I would play basketball with my friends.
那个时候唯一不爽的事就是每个礼拜天呐、啊，每个月的头一个就是我们刚刚圣餐的时候，要去。接他的时候，因为常常时间拖很久。
The only thing that I wasn't happy about was each month there was one day, usually the first Sunday, that there was Holy Communion. And when I went to pick her up, normally I would have to wait for a long time.
所以等的时候就有点火大。
And I was a little angry at that point.
那其他的都还好。
But other things, of her schedules, we worked out.
结果毕业以后就在 New Jersey 有一个小 town 叫 Morris Town, Morris Plains 附近有一个 town 做事。
But things were different when I came to New Jersey to work near Morris Town.
那可是那个时候就没有朋友了，他要上教会了，他也不会开车。
Because she insisted on going to church on Sundays, and she couldn't drive at that point, and we had no classmates around to pick her up.
所以我只好就不愿意也在开车送她去。
So every time I was reluctant, but I would send her there.
所以我常常跟她讲说，哎，这个礼拜我送你去教会，下个礼拜你陪我去，到我的朋友那边去玩。
So I often bargained with her.I would say that this week I go to church with you, but next week you would go with me to my friend's house.
每次到教会的时候，我就抱着那个我那个时候大概不到一岁的大女儿。
And at that point, my first daughter, she was less than a year old.
我就坐在最后一个位置。
I would hold her in my arms. I would sit at the back of the church.
希望这个女儿哭的时候，我就赶快溜出去。
And I was hoping if she cried, and then I could just escape to the outside.
问题是我们这个大女儿出来出了门了、啊、就乖得很。
But my daughter, she was, she behaved really well outside my home.
大家都知道我很喜欢唱歌的，可是呢，在教会如果唱圣诗啊，我是绝对不唱。
You know that I like to sing, but in the church when they do the things, when they did the inspiration, I would never sing with them.
不但不唱，很火大。
Not only I didn't like to participate in the inspiration, I was also not happy with it.
奇怪的很，到了教会之后，发现怎么每个人都这么讨厌。
No one in the church seemed to be pleasant.
都看不顺
眼。I didn't like them.
有好几次，我们那个以前的刘牧师。他呢，每一个月到我们家跟另外一个弟兄朋友家，每个月出来探访。
Many times the church pastor, his name is Pastor Liu, he would visit me at my home with a brother from the church on a monthly basis.
来了两个月之后，我就跟他讲说，牧师你不要浪费时间，你下次不必来了。
Two months later, I told him that Pastor.Do not waste your time to visit me.
到教会去听讲道，这讲道我根本没有办法接受。
And when I was in the church listening to the sermons, I just couldn't accept the message.
可是很奇怪，这个其实这个，你虽然不愿意听啊，这个神的话就进到你的心里。
But miraculously, God's word entered my heart.
那么1979年呢，你们的牧师就到了。Stevens 这个 Technology 这个学校读留学了。
And in around 1979, your pastor came to Stevens Institute for his degree.
所以我们就决定说，趁他还没开学之前呢，我们去度假到这个 Disneyland, Disney World, 就是 Florida 的 Disney World 去玩。
So we decided that before he started his study, we would all go to Disney World for vacation.
在还没去之前，我就跟我一个同学，也是同事，我就夸口了。
And before we left, I boasted to a classmate, also a colleague.
我跟他讲啊，我是绝对不可能信。
And I told him that it was impossible for me to become a believer.
除非什么？耶稣亲自来找我。
Unless Jesus came to me in person.
我想耶稣他是2000年前的人，他怎么可能来找我呢？对不对
？And I thought, how could it ever happen? Because Jesus was only alive 2,000 years ago.
那么在走之前呢，我就发现我这个车子的前轮的橙轴啊，有一点杂音。
And before leaving for Florida, I noticed that my car, the front wheel, the bearings of the front wheel has a bit of noise.
那么，因为要开2天的路，所以这为了就安全的缘故，我就准备要把它修一下。
And we needed to drive for 2 days, so for safety reasons, I was about to replace them myself.
那我其实，在 Ohio 修了一些的基本这个修车的这个。的课程。
When I was in Ohio, I had learned some basic car repairs in school.
可是呢，因为后来是买了一个 Volkswagen 德国的车。
But this is a Volkswagen, it's a German car.
那么，因为你有的工具呢是 inch, 就是不是 metric system, 所以没办法我自己修。
And I didn't have the proper tools because the measurement system were different.
那么想去买一套去了又划不来了。
But if I just go out and purchase a whole set,
所以我就把这个车呢送到这个那个 garage 就是加油站，他们有修车的。
Therefore, I took the car to a gas station and asked them to do the replacement.
我就请了这个到了一个 gas station, 我就说请他们把那这个是我的 bearing.你把它 fix, 你帮我装上去。
And so I told them what was wrong with the car and asked them to do an installation of a new one.
然后当我们要走的时候，我们都高高兴兴开车了。
And after that, we set off happily.
没想到到了 Washington D.C. 从纽约开到 Washington D.C. 啊，哎，这个声音越来越大了。
But when we arrived at D.C. It was unexpected that we found that the sound of the noise of the bearing became louder.
那下来看了之后，发现这个 bearing 啊有白有了铁粉流出来。
And I even found that iron powder was flowing out.
不但是这样啊，就是这个轮子本来是这样子转，这个轮子应该不可以 play like that, right? 可是这个轮子居然有。Your play 就是磨损了。
And the wheel itself also had issues because of that.
但我是懂车的，我知道这个是哎奇怪，怎么会这个很危险的。
I know about cars, so I know that this would not be safe.
所以开的时候，我一个人在那边想这个问题，可是他们三个人呢，都高高兴兴吃东西聊天。
So when I was driving, I was bothered by this issue.But all three of them in the car didn't know about this, and they were happily chatting with each other.
那我想说，如果车出车祸的话，就算如果我一个人出问题还好了，但是一家全家都出问题，那不是很大很危险吗
？And the thought becomes very bothering because I was thinking if I was driving by myself, I could live with having an accident. But now the whole family were riding with me.
就好不容易我们就开到。North Carolina, 我们有一个亲戚家里头。
I finally drove to a North Carolina where I had a relative.
他们就是让我们住在这个客厅里头。
They gave us the space so we could stay in the living room.
其他人全部睡了，我一个人就睡不着。
Everyone was asleep, but I couldn't.
我一直在想，这怎么会有这种事情发生？
I kept thinking about it. How could this ever happen?
如果我不懂车的话，那也就算了，这是意外。
If I didn't know anything about cars, then this would be an unfortunate accident.
我知道车子有问题，拿去修了，结果还出这个问题。
But I knew something might be wrong about this car, and I took the precaution to have it fixed. But the problem I was worried about still happened.
就那个时候越想啊，就越睡不着。
The more I thought about it, the less I was able to sleep.
越想就越烦，越烦就越睡不着。
And the more I got annoyed, and the again I couldn't sleep.
越是想了就越就是越烦就越想，越想又越烦。
Because I couldn't sleep, so I actually thought about it even more.
当时的心情就像一个小船呢、啊，在狂风大浪中那边震荡。
My heart was like a little boat rocking in a stormy sea.
所以在这个情况下，我完全心里中没平安。
I had no peace at all.
可是突然之间，我就想到，怎么会这件事情发生在我身上？
But suddenly I felt that why is this happening to me?
我就想到说，哎，我这个人其实也是很多毛病，罪人。
And maybe because I had so many, I did so many wrong things, and I was a sinner.
那么以前在教会听的这个福音的信息啊，都在头脑里了。
I started to hear what I used to hear in the church.
没办法睡着，我就。推醒我太太。
I couldn't sleep, so I woke up my wife.
我说你可不可以替我祷告
？And I asked her to pray for me.
我太太说你要祷告你自己祷。
And she told me you should pray for yourself.
所以我就把原来以前在教会听的那一套福音的那个方法，就承认我是一个罪人。
Therefore, based on the gospel that I heard in the church before, I confessed my sins.
我请耶稣基督，你住在我的心里。
And I ask Jesus to live in my heart.
那原来的心情是非常烦躁、汹涌的。
I used to be annoyed and couldn't sleep.
可突然之间，心里就平安了。
But at that moment, I felt peaceful.
不但平安，然后马上就睡着了。
Not only I had peace in my heart, I also felt asleep.
我后来才知道。是因为罪得了赦免。
Later on, I learned that I had peace because my sins were forgiven.
当我们的罪得赦免的时候，我们就 得了平安。
When our sins were forgiven, we would have peace.
第二天早晨，事情还是一样，没有改变。
The next day, everything was still the same.
那天刚好是礼拜天。
And it was a Sunday.
那你就想要修，你也可能修不好，因为普通的 garage 不会有你的 Volkswagen parts。
I wanted to have the car fixed on that day, but I was not sure because the usual garage, they wouldn't have parts for Volkswagen.
But dealership 也是礼拜天是关门的。
And the dealerships, they all closed on Sundays.
所以就算我要想要修，没有 internet, 我也不知道到哪里去。
And I didn't even know where to get it fixed.
可是很奇怪啊，就不知道哪来的信心。
But it was strange, I have this confidence.
那我们其实可以继续往前走，或者是回头回家。
We had the choice of turning back or going forward.
但我就决定说我们继续往前走。
And I decided that we should keep going.
结果怎么样呢？就开车40 miles per hour.
We drove at a speed of 40 miles per hour.
然后那 blinking light 就闪。
And we have the emergency light.
开在最右边那个 lane.
And we drove on the rightmost lane.
就一直开，哎，奇怪，心里是非常的平安，就哎晚上就到了 Disney World.
And we kept driving, and before when it gets dark, we arrived at Disney World.
一到了 Disney World, 就马上送车到 Disney World 的那个车场。
And we sent the car to the garage there.
我们就过了一个很好的一个 vacation, 一个度假。
And then we had our very good vacation.
回来之后，到了教会，很奇怪的一件事情发生了。
When I came back and went to the church, something strange happened.
奇怪，以前每个人都看不顺眼的。
Everyone was unpleasant in my eyes back then.
奇怪，这么回去以后，每个人都很可爱，为什么？
But when I get back to the church that time, I saw that everybody became so pleasant.
他们都没有变。
They didn't change.
我变。
I changed.
神改变了我的生命。
God had completely changed my life.
就过了半年以后，我就受洗了。
So half a year later, I was baptized.
你想想看，这么一个刚硬的一个基督徒，一个悖逆的基督徒，神居然把他的恩典赐给我。
If you think about me, you could see that I was rebellious, I was stubborn, but God's grace had been given to me.
我后来回想一下，其实那个车的那个乘轴开到那个 garage 的时候，那 garage 认为没有问题。
I later figured that when I sent my car to that garage, to the gas station, they probably thought there was nothing wrong with it.
就他拿了我的两个这个新的 part.
He took the parts from me.
然后又拿了我的钱。
And he took the money from me.
他就根本就没有修。
But he didn't make any replacement.
但是神就用了这样一个机会拯救了我。
But God used this incident to save me.
耶稣他没来找我。
Jesus didn't come in person.
但是他用的是他的手 touch 到我的心，我的灵魂。
But he touched my heart and soul.
所以受洗完了以后，那么有一天在教会里头，参加一个查经。
After I was baptized, one day I was participating in a Bible study fellowship.
查经之前就要唱一些诗歌。
And we sang songs back then.
那么有一个人就唱了，挑着一个诗歌，我们等一下会来唱，叫做《每当我思想奇妙之家》。
And the song was picked, which we will sing later, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross.
那是我第一次唱，从来以前没唱过。
That was the first time me singing this song.
唱完以后，我的眼泪没法止住，就一直流下来，一直流下来。
At the end of the song, I couldn't help but tear up.
因为神实在是太恩典太大。
Because God was so gracious to me.
我实在是感恩，因为他拯救我这样一个顽梗的人。
I was so grateful that he saved me, a hard-hearted, stubborn person.
所以不但我信了耶稣，成为一个基督徒，而且我这个人生有很大的改变。
Not only did I believe in Jesus, I also went through significant changes.
甚至后来到各处去传扬耶稣基督的福音。
Later, I even went everywhere to preach the gospel.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们必须要成为一个感恩的人。
Therefore, brothers and sisters, each one of us should be a thanksgiving person.
我不知道在座的当中有没有人，你还没有信耶稣的。
I don't know if there are friends here that you have not believed yet.
也许你在教会的门外徘徊了很久了。
Maybe you have been wandering around for a long time.
你还没有决定，你还不能够决定说你要信靠耶稣。
I still cannot decide to believe in Jesus.
我盼望你今天听了这个见证以后。
I hope that after listening to the testimony,
可能你心中还是有一些问题。
Maybe you still have some unresolved doubts.
但是你今天做一个决定，就是你做一个信心的跳跃。
But make a decision today, take the leap of faith.
把你的心打开，请耶稣基督住到你的心。
Open your heart to accept Jesus Christ.
请耶稣做你的救主。
Accept Him as your Savior.
因为我们所信的这位神是。这样的真实
，Because our God is so real.
他不但爱你
，He not only loves you.
他要拯救你
，He wants to save you.
而他要祝福你这一生
，And He will bless your whole life.
我们现在做一个低头做祷告。
Let's bow our head and pray.
还没祷告之前，我请问一下有没有这样的人？你说这么伟大的爱，我要。
Before we pray, I want to ask, is anybody here that you would say, this is such a great love and I want it?
如果你愿意接受耶稣，就请你举手给我看一下。
And if you want to accept Jesus, please raise your hand.
有没有哪一位？
Is there anyone?
你愿意接受耶稣基督做你的救主，请你把手举出来。
Raise your hand if you want to accept Jesus as your Savior.
请不要犹豫。
Please do not hesitate.
抓住这个机会，信靠耶稣基督。有没有哪一位？请你不要犹豫，赶快来接受耶稣基督。
Come to become believer quickly.
有没有哪一位？我们做个祷告。
Let's pray.
我们在天上的父神，真是满心感谢你。
Heavenly Father, we thank you.
感谢你在多年，你拯救我这样一个不信又顽梗的无神论者。
I thank you because you have saved me, as when I was still a die-hard atheist.
主啊，我真是。满心的感恩。
In my heart, it was full of gratitude.
谢谢你不但拯救我，而且改变我的生命。
Thank you for not only saving me but changing me.
你让我这一生有一个目的，有一个意义。
You gave me a purpose and meaning in my life.
就我们在座的，不知道有哪一位，他也心中有这样的，还没有接受主。
And Lord, among people here, maybe someone still have not accepted you.
主啊，求主你的灵真是 touch 他。
May your spirit touch them.
就像当年你在我这种完全无平安的情况，能受到你的 touch。
Just like you touched me when I was having no peace.
所以我们就把所有的弟兄姐妹朋友们都交在你的手中。
Lord, we submit all our brothers and sisters and our friends.
求主你的爱彰显在他们身上。
May your love reveal on them.
再次谢谢你与我们同在。
We thank you for being with us.
这样感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
We praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
他是我姐夫。
This is my brother-in-law.
是1978年，不是79年。
And the date that we went to Disney was 1978.
78年来，我是79年受洗。
对，我们就去那个 Disney World， 是1978。然后他的小女儿，他大女儿坐我们前，谢谢他。很担心还一直开车哈我们真的在车上跟我姐姐聊得好高兴
I thank him because he was so worried that he was still driving and we were just having a good time chatting in the car
然后第二天姐姐有告诉我
But the next day my sister told me about it
我们心里有祷告
And we prayed in our heart
也很讶异那个车竟然能够一直开到佛罗里达
And we were surprised to find out that the car actually arrived at Florida without any issues
我更重要就是我跟我姐姐亲身的经历到看到神在我姐夫身上的改变
But most importantly, me and my sister, we experienced how God had touched my brother-in-law in Jesus.
后来他忠心在教会的服事
And my brother-in-law served the Lord faithfully after that.
后来他跟老板讲，他只要上4天班，不要上5天班，因为他要传福音。
Later, he told his boss that he was only going to work four full days instead of 5 because he needed an extra day to spread the gospel.
后来他跟老板说，哎，你帮我 lay off 好不好？我想去，不想上班了。
And later on, he told his boss that, why don't you just lay me off so that I can.
呀，神感动他到欧洲、到国内到处传福音。
And he went to Europe. He went to Taiwan, many places to spread the gospel.
我们感谢神是何等的真实，在他的儿女的生命当中。
We thank the Lord because he had been so real in his children's lives.
那我们马上也有见证会，希望大家来。我们本来说的很多的朋友，大家看的 schedule。我希望他们见证会就来啊，不要等到吃饭才来啊。
We will have testimonies soon.
我刚刚我们一个好朋友Alex， 他们可能怕小孩吵，他们在旁边有听。我很希望他们听到讲员最后的那些见证，希望圣灵也在他们的心里。
Alex and his wife are in the other room with the kid, with the baby.
Yeah. 我们一起来唱首诗歌。
Let's sing a song.
Mother, 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 M
The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn his face toward you and give you peace. Amen. Amen.